You're listening to SBS News.
For children living with epidermolysis bullosa, even 5 minutes spent playing outdoors can be extremely dangerous. 8-year-old nurse Sadiqa Azni and her 5-year-old brother Mohammed Azraqi Azni were diagnosed at birth with the rare genetic disease that causes blistered skin and is likened to living with third-degree burns. Their mother, Ida Azni, says she and her husband did not know they were both carriers of the mutated gene.
It's recessive dystrophic EB, where I and my husband are carriers, but we don't have the symptoms. It was confusing because we never heard about EB before, and when she was born, she was missing maybe 75% of skin on her body.
Every day, the children must endure having their entire bodies dressed with bandages, a painful process that takes several hours. The Azni family moved to Sydney from Malaysia in 2017 to take part in a clinical trial, which has since ended. While researchers are yet to find a cure for the disease, Ms. Azni says the support and acceptance they've received in Australia have dramatically improved their lives.
We've had people back at home, you know, just come up to us and say, "Did you throw hot water on them? What happened to your kids? Were there a fire?" And stuff like that. And when we explain to them about how it is genetics and how it's actually inherited, they don't understand what that means exactly. They think it is infectious. They think it is something that we did.
Lisa Angus, general manager of not-for-profit advocacy group Debra, says up to 1,000 people in Australia are living with a type of epidermolysis bullosa, and there are about 500,000 worldwide.
Everybody is working towards it globally, but the cure is a way off. So in the meantime, it's about ensuring that quality of life is really the best it can be for those living with it. We have three main services that we offer. So we have our in-hospital nurses, we have our in-home nurses to help with dressing so that parents can just be parents and love their children and not inflict pain.
At 40 years of age, Brisbane resident Dean Clifford has defied the odds by surviving decades longer than doctors expected.
I was given a life expectancy of anywhere between 2 to 5 years at most. So yeah, worldwide I'm sort of regarded as one of the oldest, having the most severe version of EB that they have on record.
Mr. Clifford says his fighting spirit is what keeps him going, and he hopes to inspire others living with the disease to never give up.
It can be as much of a mental game as it can be a physical game with the skin. So I try to sort of hang out with the younger generation and just sort of show them the possibilities of what you can achieve.
Despite struggling to open the lid of a milk bottle, Mr. Clifford regularly visits the gym and has even managed to achieve a personal bench pressing record of 150 kilograms.
The first time I lifted weight, I basically lifted my body weight. And so my friends just sort of stood back in amazement and sort of worked out that very short bursts of energy and very short bursts of things that I do in the gym has very little side effects to my skin.
A number of clinical trials to better treat the symptoms of the disease are currently underway in Europe and North America, including at Stanford University in California. The therapy uses a topical treatment to restore the production of type 7 collagen, a crucial protein for skin integrity that is missing in epidermolysis bullosa patients. At the University of South Australia, researchers are developing a new antibody therapy for painful blisters. Professor Zlatko Kopecky says his team is progressing towards human trials.
We've identified a harmful protein in the skin of these patients, and we have shown that applying our therapy in a gel as well, in a cream, improves the healing of these patients and also prevents skin cancer development, because that's one of the main issues that these patients have. Eventually, they all develop skin cancers.
And you can see more on this story on SBS World News this weekend. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.